Oh, can we turn that radio off?
We sure can.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
My father arrived here in 1914, and he came from Amarillo. Prior to that, he was born in Independence, Texas, near which is down 80 or 90 miles from Houston, and he moved to Amarillo about 1900, and came to El Paso in 1914. He was in the insurance business, and this was the place that he wanted to center his business. My mother also came in 1914, and she was born near Huntsville, Texas, and lived in many years in San Antonio, and her sister lived here, and when her father died, she and her mother came to visit her sister. That's when she arrived here.
Mm-hmm. And when were you born?
1921.
Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I attended Caldwell School, which is on the east side of town, and it was probably 99% Anglo. Had maybe 400 students, mm-hmm. and maybe two or three of Mexican descent, no more. And I then attended Austin High School, which is also on the east side, graduated in 1939. And I would say that that school was probably 95% Anglo at that particular time when I attended. I then went to New Mexico Military Institute for the first 2 years of college, and then the University of Texas at Austin to get my degree in business administration.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever live outside of El Paso for any length of time?
Yes. My mother and my family moved to St. Louis in 1925 and returned to El Paso in 1929.
Okay. How did you like it?
Oh, I liked St. Louis, but I was just a kid when I moved there, just only 9 years old, 8 years old when I came back.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at that particular time in life, I missed the trees because El Paso didn't have many trees, or at least I didn't think so.
Yeah. Did you pick up any words from Missouri?
Not that I'm aware of. not that I know of.
Okay. What about your parents? What kind of education did they have?
My father had an education just shy of graduating from high school. I think he went about 3 years, but he had a pretty good education in that he took Latin and things like that in high school, and was an avid reader and really a self-educated person. He read probably 4 hours every night. He was a very light sleeper. He'd go to bed at 10 o'clock and up at 6, but during that period of time he probably read 4 hours. He's an avid reader. My mother attended public schools in San Antonio, then went to Chevy Chase